Objections. In death, the soul is with the body. That is the consistent teaching of the scriptures. In the corrupt teachings, the soul is not with the body, but in heaven. Not being familiar with the essential nature of the soul, people have trouble imagining the soul being with the dead body. But that is exactly the way the scriptures describe the situation. The spirit of life departs, and the soul waits in hope of resurrection. Because we have been conditioned by tradition and vanity to read the scriptures according to certain prejudices, it is not surprising that we find excuses to reject the many plainly worded scriptures which agree with the correct teaching in favor of the fewer and less clear scriptures that conform to our prejudices and wishes. I once practiced that error. It is surprising how infrequently we question these prejudiced rejections of clear scripture teaching. I have laid out the case. I have covered the major passages which deal with death and resurrection. Now I am going to cover the passages which are used or may be used to call into question the teachings which I have laid out. As we look at these, we need to ask ourselves if these passages really warrant the overthrow of such clearly described ideas about death and resurrection as we have already read.